Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cash the Ticket, I am Evan Jenkins, and I am here to bring you the Wells Fargo Championship betting preview. The Wells Fargo Championship is indeed a signature event, so that means the biggest names in golf, minus the biggest name in golf, in my opinion, right now, and Scottie Scheffler, will be playing in this signature event. So you have the likes of Rory and Xander and Wyndham Clark and Cantlay, Homa, Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Thigala, Fleetwood, Hovland, Finau, Matsuyama, Zalatoris, all the names are playing this week. So I had to bring you an episode here on Cash the Ticket. And let's start with the favorite, like we normally do, and that's Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy is coming off of his win with Shane Lowry, and I still don't know if I have confidence to place my money on Rory McIlroy to win a big event. And yes, a signature event in the PGA Tour is a big event because there is huge money on the line. There's only five of these events out there, and this is one this weekend before we get to the PGA Championship next weekend. So you like to think that the world's best are going to try to fine-tune their game and be exactly where they want before they head off to Quail Hollow. So Rory is your favorite at plus 650. You do what you want with that. I'm personally staying away from Rory. But what's also interesting about Rory is, I think, looking at his odds heading into Sunday. That's the fun part about a four-day golf tournament, is that each and every day you're going to see your odds change. So if you want to get in early, you know, before Thursday tees off, roughly 8 a.m., then you take some of these odds. But they're going to shift every single day. But if there's one golfer that I am going to take that has long odds that I think you want to try to get those odds early on, is Will Zalatoris. On FanDuel, he's plus 4,000. And I think that's great value for a guy that's trying to come into his own in a season coming off of back surgery. He's played well in the Masters earlier this year. He kind of faded near the end, but it really seems like his game is rounding into form. And I think at plus 4,000, if he has a good Thursday, Friday, those odds are shrinking to triple digits, and you will not see those again. But let's talk a little bit about the golf course. Wait, did I say Quail Hollow was the PGA Championship? I definitely messed that up. It's Valhalla, the golf course that they're going to be playing at in Kentucky next week, in Louisville, Kentucky. So before we get to that, let's just talk a little bit about the Wells Fargo Championship. And like I said, Scottie Scheffler is one of the two qualifiers that chose not to play, and that's just due to just being so great he doesn't have to play in these. And this week's winner is going to get 700 FedEx Cup points, and that's what I go to with the signature event. You get the points for the FedEx, you get the money. It's a who's who of golf tournament. The other qualifier that is not playing, and you've seen his name quite a bit, that's Oberg, the Swede that's been out there, the young kid that just qualified while he was in college, and he's absolutely amazing, so I would keep an eye out for him next week, but he is not playing this week. This is also an event that doesn't feature a cut, so you're not necessarily out. And it's funny that the event doesn't feature a cut because they all want to make fun of LIV for not featuring a cut, but they also only play 54 holes, so I will digress. But Quail Hollow is a par 71 course that, I mean, you've seen it. The reputation speaks for itself. It's one of the staples on the PGA Tour. There is that three-hole stretch that they call the Green Mile. It has been lengthened by 20 yards, but with today's PGA pros, I mean, 20 yards is not going to make or break any one of these players. But there is that par 4 16th that plays 529 yards. So you will see the best out of these players.
The NBA playoffs are underway, and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The golf course is playing at 7,500 yards. Yet again, it's nothing that's going to scare any pro. But there is like an interesting stat that I have about the grass at the golf course. And yes, that is a big, big deal when it comes to certain players. And one of those players is Sahith Theegala. He's 28-1 plus 2,800 on FanDuel right now. You've heard us talk about him many of times. He hasn't exactly placed himself in the winner's circle yet. But there's Bermuda grass here at Quail Hollow, and in Theegala's last six events putting on that grass, he's had no finish worse than ninth, and he has two runner-ups. So maybe you don't want to take Theegala to win the event because you're not sure he can get that done. Then maybe look at top 10. And top 10, currently on FanDuel, he's plus 260. So you're still going to get some value on your money. I know Mike and Jim like to say that there's not enough value at that money and you want these bomb plays. But I see 2.5 times on my money. I think that's good value. That's me personally. So you do what you want with that. Last year's field actually averaged 71, is the lowest since the course was transformed for a par 72 in the 2017 PGA Championship. And with this event being a signature event and the world's best, you could see it even lower. So you're going to guess that you're going to get some low scores here. If you're looking for a weather update for the tournament, because I think that is important. You know, if it's raining the night before and the greens are soft, these guys can attack those pins. But if you know anything about Quail Hollow, if it dries out come Sunday, those greens will be running at like a 13 on the stimp meter. It's going to be tough goings. The players are going to actually be playing in threesomes for the first two rounds because of expected thunderstorms Thursday afternoon with the 50% chance of rain and wind up to 20 miles an hour. But then you get to Sunday and Saturday, they're expecting mostly sunny with mid-70s and light wind. So the key is, can somebody go out there and fire a score early on before the rain hits or before the winds come? Because I think that's going to put them in good position. But if you're coming to this podcast, you're looking for picks and who you should take going into this tournament. And it's kind of funny when you look around at just what other or what these golf experts really, really like this week. One of the guys that keeps jumping out to me is at plus 6,000. So that's the bomb play that everybody's talking about. And I like to give out one. And they're going with Corey Connors. And Corey Connors has done well as of late. As a matter of fact, he's number one for greens and regulation gained. He's number two for approach over the last 36 rounds. He is also 13th off the tee and 14th in hole proximity from 175 to 200 yards. And with a longer course like this, that is perfect for a guy like Corey Connors. He finished 8th there last season, which was also against a signature status field. And you know it's always a big story whenever a Canadian golfer is at the top of the leaderboard. So it is going to be interesting. But at plus 6,000, that is going to be the bomb play this week. So far, if you've been listening all the way through, we have Will Zalatoris at plus 4,000. Corey Connors at plus 6,000. And I think I'm going to take a stab at a guy I normally don't. And he didn't exactly play the best going out last time. And that's Wyndham Clark. Wyndham Clark at 1,400. He is the third favorite going into this tournament, but also won the tournament last year at 19-under over Xander Schauffele, who's 15-under. So, I mean, he cleared the field. So let's try to go and see if we can get a back-to-back winner. So my three picks for this week at the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow are Wyndham Clark at plus 1,400, Will Zalatoris at plus 4,000, and Corey Connors at plus 6,000. And these odds are all courtesy of FanDuel. And you're not going to want to miss next week's episode, because it is major time. And yes, Tiger Woods is going to be playing again. Scottie Scheffler, the world number one, is going to be playing again. I'll give you a little secret. I'm going to bet on that guy until he loses. So I imagine he's going to open at around plus 400 or so. That's still great odds when you can get the best player in the world at 4-1 on your money. So, but that's an early preview for the PGA Championship at Valhalla next week in Louisville, Kentucky. But for now, these are your Wells Championship picks, Wells Fargo Championship picks. I am Evan Jenkins, and this was Cash the Ticket.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.